Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, July 26, 2023, Randy Meisner, bassist and founding member of the Eagles, passes away in Los Angeles at the age of 77 due to complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. He played on the band's first five albums. On this day in 2011, Ford becomes the first major auto manufacturer to announce plans to ditch the CD player in favor of a USB port. A company spokesman said the in-car CD player, much like telephones, is destined to fade away in the face of exciting new technology. GM and Chrysler would follow in 2015, although the devices were still available on some models. CD players have been estimated to cost automakers about $30 to install. On this day in 1992, Mary Wells, most often remembered for her hits Two Lovers and My Guy, dies of cancer of the larynx at the age of 49. When she was diagnosed in 1990, she had no medical insurance and lost her modest home in L.A. when she couldn't pay the rent. On this day in 1987, Billy Joel plays a concert in Leningrad, after which audience members carry him out on their shoulders. On this day in 1975, the Amazing Rhythm Aces enter the Billboard Hot 100 with a song about a casual hotel interlude called Third Rate Romance, which will climb to number 14. On this day in 1969, the Fifth Dimension's Billy Davis Jr. and Marilyn McCoo are married. The duo will leave the group in 1975 and score a Billboard Hot 100 number one hit on their own in 1977 with You Don't Have to Be a Star to Be in My Show. And on this day, July 26, 1960, RCA releases a record by one of their biggest hitmakers. He was inspired to write the song after seeing a group of prisoners on a highway while he was out on tour. Who was he, and what was this hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, July 26, 1960, RCA releases a record by one of their biggest hitmakers. He was inspired to write the song after seeing a group of prisoners on a highway while he was on tour. Here's Sam Cooke and Chain Gang.
I hear something saying, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear, but meanwhile I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men
working on the chain gang all day long. They're saying, my work is so hard. Give me water. I'm thirsty. My work is so hard. Whoa, my work is so hard.